and visualize the right upper chamber of my own heart. This is the clear heart. How are you today, clear heart? When Suzuki Roshi says that it's a gift of Buddha nature to be able to see what another person needs and give it to them, perhaps he's alluding to clear heart. In The Little Prince, the fox says, it is only with the heart that one sees clearly. Arnold Mundell in City Shadows mentions that deep understanding of the client requires perception coming from the heart, the clear heart, clear as the eyes of a newborn child, clear as a pristine lake in the mountains. Or cloudy, foggy, enshrouded in mist, confused. How are you today? Right upper chamber, clear or cloudy, subsumed by shadow, or brilliant like a diamond, diamond heart. How are you? I'm in my favorite cafe. I'm enjoying my favorite beverage, my tea, my espresso. Something catches my attention. Someone's walking towards me. I look up, and I'm overjoyed to see who's coming towards me. I didn't know they were in town. Lovely that we get to meet like this. After a few minutes talking, I sense my field soften, my sense of pleasure becomes present, my whole body warm, alive, wonderful. And those problems I was puzzling over, they're all cleared up. How did that happen? Clear. Teacher, sunlight, teacher of my clear heart. Let me breathe into my own heart now. Let me open the channel of inner eye and the canals of inner ear and notice what it is about this person I most appreciate, what it is about this person that helps me to get clear. And I soften and breathe in the possibility that I have these gifts within myself also. Yes, wonderful to have friends. We need friends. Important also to honor the gifts I have that I may not be using. It's a week later, I'm in the same cafe. I'm clear as a brilliant blue sky. Everything in my life seems pristine, transparent, sunlight everywhere. A shadow falls over my table. Can I sit down? They ask. And before I can catch myself, I've agreed to it, even though it's the last thing I want. And in a few words, I'm closed. How are you? They ask. I say, oh, I'm doing great. I'm starting this new project with the town hall. And they say, oh, that'll never work. don't you know? And I believe them. My clarity collapses. And then they say, some more cutting words, cutting away at my foundation of clarity, of certainty. And in the 10 minutes before they leave, all my clarity is gone. I'm confused, bewildered. I'm going to have to rethink this whole project, this whole presentation. Shadow teacher of my clear heart. So let me spend a few moments identifying what is most difficult for me to experience with this person. And though it may feel difficult, unwelcome, distasteful, let me hold these qualities from my shadow teacher in the light of awareness that I may learn more about myself, about my shadow. If you want to go deep, be deep. Look. And I thank the shadow teacher of my clear heart, and I let them go. And come back to myself, to blue mountain and white cloud, breath and stillness.